Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents The Secret Explorers and the Moon Mission by S.J. King. Read by Aisha Kala. Chapter 1. The Flying Beagle. Roshni's heart filled with joy as she gazed at the stars twinkling in the sky above her garden. She reckoned she could name each one, but she also knew there were thousands more that weren't visible because of light pollution from her busy city of New Delhi in India. Tonight, she'd set up her telescope and trained it on the moon. Roshni laid a large circular sheet of paper on a folding table, then put her eye to the telescope. Wow! The moon looks huge tonight, much bigger than a usual full moon, she murmured. Roshni knew this was because the moon was at the point in its orbit when it was closest to Earth. Most people called it a supermoon, but Roshni was an astronomer, and she preferred the technical term. Perigee syzygy. She loved those words, though they were difficult to say. She said them aloud now. Perigee syzygy. She giggled. Wrong again. But no one could hear, except the nighttime creatures scuttling and crawling among the lush garden plants. Roshni settled down to study the moon's landscape, so she could add details to the map she was drawing. She focused on a wide, flat area. It was one of the moon's maria, which Roshni knew was Latin for seas. A mare was a sea formed by ancient volcanoes, rather than water. She added it to her moon map, wondering what it would be like to be there. Meow. Roshni's stripy little cat, Luna, called from a branch of one of her mum's mango trees. As Roshni looked up, she noticed a strange light glowing on the high garden wall behind Luna. She ran to it and caught her breath. Yes! The light was the symbol of a compass, with pointers marked N, E, S and W. She touched the matching badge on her t-shirt and shivered with excitement. Roshni was one of a group of 8 children from different parts of the world. Each was a specialist in a particular subject, and they used their expertise to solve difficult problems. Together, they were the secret explorers, and Roshni was their space expert. The glowing compass meant they had an exciting new mission. As she stepped forward, the wall seemed to ripple, and a shiny steel door appeared around the compass symbol. Here I go, Roshni breathed. She opened the door and stepped into brilliant white light. As the light faded, she found herself in the Secret Explorers' headquarters, the exploration station. Roshni here, she called, but there was no reply. She was the first to arrive. The computers, which were ranged against a gleaming black stone wall, were silent. Roshni wandered past the displays of amazing objects that the explorers had collected on their missions and flopped into a squishy armchair. There was a huge map of the world in the centre of the floor, but Roshni preferred to lean back and look upwards. On the ceiling was a live image of the Milky Way, the galaxy that is home to the Earth's solar system. That was where Roshni's heart belonged, in space. The door opened, and a tall girl with grass-stained knees came in. She grinned and saluted. Leah here! She was the biology explorer. Next was the geology explorer. Cheng here, he said, and was almost sent flying by the engineering explorer, who followed close behind. Kiki here, she said. Sorry, Cheng. Roshni smiled. Kiki had obviously been busy. Her jeans had oil stains all over them. Another boy arrived next.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?